Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So for Riot Control, I've been spending time with Metroid Prime Federation Force.
Yet hand movements to go with that.
Yeah, you have to. I feel like you need a punch when you say Force. It's on the Nintendo 3DS. We did get a copy from Nintendo. I have been playing it for a while. Metroid Prime Federation Force is a first-person shooter game for the 3DS. Now, I've heard a lot of bad things about it, and there's a lot of bad things circulating about it, and here's the two that I hear. One, this is not a Metroid game. And you know what? That's true. Samus is mentioned briefly, but is not really featured in the game.
It's not what you're used to?
It's not. It feels kind of like a Metroid game, or maybe another kind of game that they bolted Metroid on, hoping that maybe you would give that a shot. I mean, let's face it. Worst crimes have been committed in franchises. Have you seen The Bourne Supremacy? Okay, thanks. And then the other thing I keep hearing is that it's not really a single-player game. Metroid Prime Federation Force, and that's true. It's a co-op game. It's a four-player first-person shooter on the 3DS. Now, you can play by yourself, but what you really should be doing is playing with three other people. Now, you can link up with three other people online, but I feel like this is a game that would absolutely shine at its best if you and three friends all had your Nintendo 3DSs, you all had Metroid Prime Federation Force, and you were all playing together in the same room.
The problem is they're asking a lot.
It's a big ask.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2. I love those games. But it's like, you know what? I don't want to play with strangers. If I'm not having a LAN party with friends, it really kind of kills the fun for me a bit. And that's kind of where Federation Force is. Now, okay, what about the rest of it? You know what? This is a first-person shooter on the 3DS, and it works pretty well. You use lock-on targeting, and then you tilt the 3DS for precision aiming. I'm typically not a fan of having to move the 3DS, but you know what? It worked pretty well. The story's okay. You're a part of the Federation Force. You're getting sent out to solve problems like space pirates and such.
In the world of Metroid.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, the graphics are pretty good. I mean, you keep in mind it's a 3DS game. It's highly stylized. Like, it worked for me. I think it just comes down to this. This is a 3DS game that's okay. And the problem you have here is that you've got two big names attached to it. You've got Metroid and Nintendo. And you think to yourself, like, oh, dude, I love Metroid. I'm going to get this game on the 3DS. I'm going to be playing on the bus. I'm going to be playing in the car. I'm going to be playing in bed. I'm going to be playing in the bathroom. I'm Metroiding everywhere. And that's not really
It's easy to be disappointed if you don't go into it knowing it's not going to be that way.
That's not the game you're playing here. First-person shooter on the 3DS, better played with friends. Now, I did use some of the online connectivity. I did play with some other people, and it does play better. Because the thing is, you'll be playing all by yourself, and it's fine, and then, whoa, I'm dead! And it becomes very, very difficult.
You really need the others.
I guess the other side is when playing with four people, sometimes it gets to be a little too easy. So balancing is a bit of an issue. Metroid Prime Federation Force. It's out on the 3DS now. Remember, you can check out more Riot Control at riot.radiou.com. You can subscribe to the podcast, see what else we've been playing.